Hey, it's Mike with the Daily AM. Welcome back to this episode of Man Cave Monday. This episode is an important episode to me because it's something that I've grown to love. It's the cold plunge, and we're going to dive into why it's good for you, how to do it, and we're going to wrap the episode up with the benefits of a cold plunge. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Remember to like and subscribe, and here you go. Enjoy. Thank you. And welcome back to the Daily BM. It's your host with the most, Mike, and I got Brad here in the house with me. He's got a little bit of a sore throat because he partied too much over the weekend, so I had to do the intro. I hope I did him justice. After this, I'm going to have to take a chill because I don't know if I'm able to keep up this level of intensity. Let's go.
I'm so proud. I'm like a proud dad. He freaking brought us in with some, oh my God, I'm so proud right now. You understand? My boy, he did it. He did it. I'm so proud. Hey, fuckers, we're going to do this shit. That's right. So here we go. Mikey, speaking of going, take us to another level with a great topic today for Man Cave Monday.
So this is a topic that Brad and I are very excited to bring you because it has changed our lives. And I'm talking about cold plunges. Yes, taking your little scrawny ass, or our cases, fat asses, and submerging them up to your neck in water that's freezing fucking cold. For multiple reasons. Number one, because you're psychotic. Number two, because it's just fun and scary as hell. But the health benefits, wow, mind blown. Brad and I have been doing it for just 22 years. Wait, what? No, I'm just kidding.
We can't say that because then we could say it has not helped at all then.
I mean, we've been cold plunging since probably around, I want to say, the 10th of May. So I think that we're coming up on our close to our 2-month anniversary of starting cold plunges.
Yep.
And it's funny because the first time we did it out in Utah, I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of scary. I was kind of stressing out about it. My anxiety was through the roof.
Oh, dude. And then anxiety, Mike. I'm just gonna rebut to that because I was gonna just add to it because not rebut, but add to that. You know it's scary if I get quiet. Mm-hmm. Because I like to talk. You know that. I'm a motor mouth and I'll shut the fuck up. So I was completely just focused and quiet.
There was 27 guys down there and we were all quiet. That was the most quiet event that any of us did. And it was wild how as soon as you plunged into that, how it took your breath away and you immediately wanted to start hyperventilating. I did anyways. I don't know what your experience was, but for me, it's like I couldn't catch my breath for a good 15 to 20 seconds because I was just like in sheer fight or flight mode. Like I just wanted to jump out of that water so bad, but I knew I had to sit in it.
And you had to man up. You were going to be the only guy to get out of it. I know. I thought the same way because I was the last one to go.
Yeah, I was second to go. I might have been third. I couldn't remember.
You were third.
I was supposed to go first. But then the guy that was with us that said he didn't want to go first literally pushed me out of the way and dove into it. And he went under head first, and he immediately regretted that decision. But, you know, he's pretty badass.
He really is. Trevor was a badass
dude. Shout out to you, Trevor, for being a badass.
No shit, Trevor.
Yeah. But as soon as we got out of that, it was like I felt 20 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I literally felt amazing. Like I was like, holy shit, the endorphin rush was wild. And like there was like no aches, no pains, and I was sore going into that from all the physical activity we did. And when as soon as I got out, like all my soreness was gone. I was like, whoa, this is wild. And when Brad and I got back, it was like, okay, we definitely want to make this part of our like routine. And I know you guys have seen us on the Instagram and the other socials, you know, in our cold plunge, you know, and getting a little iced. But the reason we decided to do it is because of all the health benefits. And that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today. Did you want me to lead this off, Brad? Or do you want to jump in and say something?
Let me jump in and say something about that trip to Utah. Okay. So the difference is, too, I think the reason why that one was super painful
compared to what we now where we're taking it. And you're about to explain the temperature ranges and things like that to where you should plunge. I think because each, I just want to just stage this up for the listeners. So you have to understand, we were at this event. We were 25 other guys, you know, or 23 if you include us. 23. Two, maybe 25 total. Yeah. But we were on teams of four with five guys on each team or something like that, or five teams, right? Was it five teams or four? It was four teams. It was 20 guys. I'm sorry. I had my math wrong. So there was 18 of, and then including Mike and I, 20 guys. And we were on four teams of five. Anyway, so we had four tubs, and they had 16 bags of 16-pound bags, 16 of them, of ice in each one of those. So imagine that in water in a 100-gallon tank, so to speak. So I guarantee you that water had to be probably 35, 36 degrees. It was probably the coldest shit I have ever been in my life, dude. It was like jumping probably in Antarctica with just a fucking swim trunks on. And Mike was absolutely right. When I jumped in that thing, I was so focused because it hurt so bad. Mm-hmm. And I literally found a flower and I just watched it blowing in the wind. And then, but like he said, when I got out of that thing after, and we only did 2 minutes because I don't think we could have gone three. I mean,
no, not now. And I was sure.
Not at that temperature.
I think I could do it now. I think I could definitely do 3 minutes now because I've gotten more acclimated to it. But then I couldn't. I've actually done one that was as cold, but it was a different experience. It was up at the Strawberry Springs in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it was snowing. And you go up this mountain. And at the top of the mountain, there's a set of hot springs that the water comes out like 120 degrees. And then by the time it gets down to the bottom pool, it's like 104. So it's really amazing, but it's wild because your hair, when your hair is wet, your hair freezes on the top of your head. Yeah. Because the hair is so cold and there's like nothing but steam. Like you can't see like 2 feet in front of you, but there's this one part of the bottom. There's a river that's running next to it. And there's a part where you can hop over the little wall into the ice water and float down. And then hop back into the hot spring. It's like a 30-foot stretch. And we did that. And that was extremely painful. Like, it was shocking. It was nuts. It was like, I was like, holy shit. Like, this could definitely give somebody a heart attack if they're not ready for it. Now, when I did it, I was in my 20s. So obviously, I was in better shape. And I was like, you know, physically able to handle it. But that was intense because it went from like 104 to like 28 degrees because the water's moving. Like there's literally ice floating by because it's moving water. And you literally, like, if you don't get out when you're supposed to get out, you're fucked. Like you could die. Like it's stupid. Like they don't want people to do it. It's just the way that it's naturally occurring that you can get out of this one part and get this other and people do it. And it was wild, but the thing with Utah was the difference was when you did it in Colorado, like you didn't have a choice. Like you couldn't get out until you get down to the next part. In Utah, at any moment you could have stood up and gave up. And that's the hard part. It's the having the mental fortitude to stay when you know all it takes is one movement and you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the mental game that really plays into it that I love because you have to like say, I'm doing this even though it's going to suck. Because let's face it, how many times in life do we take the easy path because we don't want to do things that suck?
That's right.
So it's a great mindset value. And then number two with the mindset is for me, when I'm in it now, I have like a heightened sense of clarity, especially when I do it by myself.
Right.
Because it's like, my body's numb, but my brain is active and it's like calm. So it's very like a meditative state almost. And then when I get out, like I said, you know, feel completely refreshed. Some of the things, you know, that I'm doing through my research, there's four benefits that popped up. The first is it reduces inflammation. Because, you know what, you know, whenever you're hurt, they say rice, you know, rest, ice, compression, and elevation. Right. So you're icing your entire body at one time. So it's what it's doing is it's causing all of your blood flows to retract to your main organs to keep your body core warm. And then as soon as you get out, it floods that blood back to your extremities, causing everything to flush. So you're flushing out, you know, all the stuff that is garbage, and it's giving the areas that are inflamed, the injuries, like new nutrients and things to heal. The next component is it boosts your circulation because it helps, again, you know, the blood flow moving throughout your body. It, you know, it, your capillaries and everything restrict because it's cold, and then they contract. And then when they get warm, they expand, and that helps build that resilience and build up, you know, some cardiovascular benefits. It enhances your recovery. Now, these are all under the physical benefits. It enhances recovery times because it speeds up your recovery because, again, it flushes out all of the Brad, help me with what is that that causes the soreness? Lactic acid.
Lactic acid, yes.
Lactic acid. It helps because of the blood flow causes the lactic acid to get flushed out quicker, and then it also helps prevent inflammation in the first place in the areas because you're immediately chilling the body and chilling the ice down, and you know it has those physical benefits. So the next component is the mental health benefit. It does. They say it reduces stress because it releases endorphins in your bloodstream, which is a natural stress reliever. So by doing a cold plunge, you know, it's going to release these flood of endorphins, and that's going to bring your overall stress level down. Plus, the benefit of having the feeling of accomplishment improves your mood. So that'll help you overcome anxiety, depression, the endorphins, you know, the dopamine release. And the endorphin release helps elevate your mood after the cold plunge. So now you're feeling, you know, happy you did something hard. You're feeling wonderful because your body's been energized, rejuvenated. So you get this amazing sense of like joy afterwards. I do anyways, for sure. I don't know how you feel, but I always feel much better after I get out of the plunge than when I went in.
Oh, 100%, man. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, just the sheer fact of, yeah, it's painful when you get in, you know, and once your body acclimates in that about that 20-30 second range. But then once you're in there, yep, it's actually very peaceful feeling. Your body, yep, starts that insulation process like we were talking about. It insulates that heat as long as you don't move. Yep. You move, you're done, you know, because it's right. Just it gets colder and colder the more you move because you're not allowing your body to create that natural bubble. So yep. I really enjoy it is when I get out of the tub. And like you said, I feel just rejuvenated. I literally feel like I'm in my early 40s. You know what I mean? Like to lower or upper 30s. I really feel like that, but in much better shape than what I was back then. And it's just it's a game changer for sure. I don't understand why people just don't do it. I know that, you know, people go, oh, you know, I don't want to get in that cold ass water. But I'm telling you, man, if you repeatedly get sore, if you got arthritis, if you got all sorts of different types of ailments, I'm telling you, man, it is a game changer for me. 100%. The only thing, as I can honestly tell you, make sure you see a physician first and make sure you're capable to do those plunges. Have a conversation with your doctor or, you know, whoever that you go to for medical care. For instance, I have high blood pressure. I take a blood pressure medication. So I don't go in it until I take my medication, and I don't get in it until 30 minutes after I've taken my medication, because I know it's in my system. It's lowering my blood pressure down, because that can get some people. I mean, it's very rare, like super rare, but a cardiac arrest is a risk that you take. That's why you go in slowly. You don't want to jump in and dive in it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And things of that. You wouldn't dive into Antarctic waters. You know, you would slowly put yourself in it, you know, and let your body acclimate to it.
Well, I wouldn't even recommend doing that. Because it's too cold, which we can go into that. We're going to go into that in just a second after we get through the balance of these benefits. So the next benefit is it also helps your immune system because the cold exposure, some studies have shown that it increases your body's ability to fight off diseases and to resist, you know, anything that can compromise your system because you're becoming more resilient. Again, the blood flow, the cardiovascular benefit. So your body is more resilient because it's boosting that immune system response because you're triggering it by getting into the cold because the body's like, oh, we're in, you know, fight or flight mode. Let's release the endorphins. circulation, you know, mental clarity, to improve your immune system. And the coolest thing that I discovered that I didn't even know we had was it's brown fat activation. So the body basically has three types of fat that we're born with. There's white fat, which is the fat that's usually around our midsection. There's beige fat, which is between white fat and brown fat. And then there's brown fat, which is typically like in our shoulder blades and other areas like around our body. The difference is brown fat is actually tied into your nervous system, and it can be converted into fuel without having to be transported. So it's the more brown fat you have, the better you're equipped. White fat has to be transported and then converted. So that's why it's harder to lose belly fat and things of that nature, because that fat is innate. Inert. It doesn't do anything.
Right.
Until it's picked up and transported to the unit where it needs to be, then processed. Whereas brown fat can be used as fuel almost instantaneously without being transported.
Right.
And then there's beige fat, which is in between brown and white. So it can be dormant like white fat, or it can convert itself into brown fat. And studies have shown that cold plunge therapy causes your body to activate more of the brown fat in your body and convert your beige fat into brown fat to help generate the heat to warm your body up, which then helps and aids in fat loss, because your body will typically utilize your brown fat first. So that's why you lose your brown fat shrinks in your shoulders, arms, legs, you know, glutes before it goes to your belly area, because that's where you store more of your brown fat.
Right.
So it actually promotes weight loss in those areas. So it helps with toning and definition. Now, how do you do a cold plunge? Because there's things that you have to take to be careful of. You have to start slowly. You want to do it in a controlled environment. And start slowly, what that means is limited duration and then limited exposure to low temperatures. Because benefits from the reading that I've done, basically the benefits start at 60 degrees or less. So my recommendation is start off at 60 degrees. Why? Because if you start off at like 34 degrees and your body acclimates, you have nowhere to go. Because you could still try to go down, but it's a lot more expensive, a lot more difficult to get the water colder. And at 32 degrees, it freezes. So you really have to keep it moving in order for it not to freeze solid. And there's other factors that come into play at that point that can cause injuries. So you can start off at the 60 degrees. A lot of people recommend, if you're trying to use it for fat loss, that you keep the water turbulent so your body does not develop the thermal bubble that Brad was talking about earlier. Because by having it turbulent, you're going to start shivering, and the shivering is what activates your brown fat to start burning for fuel to maintain your body heat. So whereas when you activate your muscles, that's when you're burning, you know, your carbohydrate stores, when you're burning your, you know, when you're moving, that's when your body's burning the carbohydrates that are built up in your body first. And then it's switching over to fat to burn it. But when you're shivering and cold, your body goes straight to the brown fat as energy to burn that and make those fat cells smaller. And then that's why saunas work really well for fat loss as well. That's because you're elevating it and your body's trying to cool itself down. Same type of principle. Your body's burning it because it's trying to regulate itself, and it's using fat for those stores as opposed to sugars and carbs because the muscles aren't working. The next thing that you want to do is start off with shorter durations and increasing your time. So typically you can start off with a 2-minute plunge, you know, at 60 degrees, and do that for a week or two until it becomes not as uncomfortable to get into. And then you can increase your time up to 12 minutes from what I read. And then you can start decreasing your temperature, you know, by 2 degrees a week. They recommend that you have a warm-up plan afterwards. So normally what that can include is when you get out, just do some jumping jacks, do something, you know, waving your arms, walking around. There's a little bit of debate on whether you should dry off immediately or let yourself just come to room, you know, come to room temperature normally. There's a group that says go ahead and just dry off because there's not a terrible amount of benefit. And there's another group that says no, you know, pat yourself dry to get the water off and change into something, but then let your body naturally come back up to temperature because you're going to be burning more fat and having longer, you know, prolonged experience of it because your body's warming up. When you're in there, you need to listen to your body. So like if you're really, if it's really sucking and it's not feeling good, get out. Like there's no benefit in trying to push yourself past the point that's good for you. So get out of there. Because what can happen, some of the drawbacks is you're exposing yourself to cold. So you can have frostbite in your extremities. If you stay in there too long, you can start having, you can start experiencing frostbite. If you jump in too fast and you're not acclimated to, what I mean by acclimated is not acclimating in the moment. I mean, like you're acclimating over time. If you jump in too fast, you can actually put yourself into a state of shock and or have a heart attack if you've never done it before. So don't take the risks on that part. You know, start off safe and work your way down. Did you, is there stuff you want to add, Brad, real quick before I wrap up the end of the, what I'm talking about as far as with the cold plunge?
No, dude, I think you're saying pretty much everything I was going to say anyway, you know, okay. Just make sure you speak. I'm just going to just, add to what you were saying, what I said earlier, and that is make sure you, consult a physician, you know, and then make sure you are in able health to do this. You know, I don't want to say, oh, hey, go grab some ice and go jump into a tub. And then all of a sudden, you know, you leave God's green earth because, you know, you thought, oh, okay, it's okay to do. I would always consult your physician first and make sure you've got the green light to do it. So that's what I just wanted to add in there.
Yep. It, like Brad said, you know, you have the risk of shock. So like the sudden immersion in the cold water, it can increase your heart rate and your blood pressure. So like, you know, in Brad's situation, you know, since he has high blood pressure, he knows he needs to take his blood pressure medication in plenty of time beforehand. So that way his blood pressure is normal or, you know, below normal and he gets in there and it doesn't have an effect. So when he's like full blown, you know, not on his medication. And I think he's actually getting really close to probably being off his medication because he's lost a lot of weight and he's taking care of himself. So his numbers are getting lower and lower. But back when Brad was in his high stage, it could cause a stroke because it might have been too much of a shock for his system.
So I probably wouldn't be here, honestly, if, you know, to add into that, I probably wouldn't be here if I'd have done this 8 months ago without my medication or even with medication. I mean, I was literally just a little background. I was literally in stroke range. With my blood pressure and had no idea until I had it done, you know, and that went in there. And that was it's the silent killer for sure, guys. If you haven't gone to a doctor and done an annual checkup, we've said it before on many shows. Mm-hmm. Hey, go, you know what? I'm going to take it to another level. Before you do any of this, make sure you go get an annual checkup with your physician and make sure you're in a clean bill of health to be able to do this. Okay.
Yep.
Don't do it without doing that.
Yeah, you shouldn't start any endeavor without first getting a baseline of where you are at health-wise, because the worst thing that you can do for yourself is start something that's going to make you worse than where you are. Like we're trying to do this, you know, we're doing this because we want to better ourselves. We're not doing this because we want to hurt ourselves. So do the smart thing, go see your doctor, make sure you're good, and then proceed with caution and move slowly through it because you don't need to go, you know, full throttle. You don't need to do a full send on this. Just take it easy, take it slow and get the benefits without the risks. Like Brad said, you know, this is not for everyone. So if you have like asthma, if you've got heart problems, medical conditions, heart disease, don't partake in this. Don't do this in an environment that's unsafe. So like if you know that you're by a lake and the lake is in the 40s, don't just run outside and jump off the dock into 40 degree water and be like, I'm cold plunging, because that's a great way to die. Have a controlled environment. Don't do it by yourself. Well, no, you know, you'd be surprised how many people do that.
It's a great way to die because it's true.
I mean,
you see it too much.
Videos, yeah. There's videos of guys that are cutting holes in the ice and jumping down the ice to do a cold plunge, not realizing there's a current underneath the ice. And they get sucked away and they're dead before they have a chance to be able to break them out of the ice, because they can't find the body because they get washed away. So don't do dumb stuff, you know, if you want to stay alive.
Use your brain. That's that lump of coal that's 2 feet above your ass. All right. Seriously.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, I find it as something that's very, very beneficial to my health. It's something that I really, really enjoyed. And it's probably something I'll be doing for the rest of my life, just because it adds so much value. And it does suck every morning when I have to do it. But by doing it, it makes me feel stronger and better, and it makes other tasks easier, because I already know, like, mentally that I've overcome this challenge and I can move through it and get it done. And that's what life's all about. It's about doing hard things, because that makes your life better and easier in the future. If you want to learn more about cold plunges, there's a podcast that I recommend that you check out. It's the Huberman Lab podcast on cold plunges. You can just go to his website and check it out. He does a really in-depth episode on it and all the benefits. And he also lists a PDF that gives different protocols depending on what your objectives are with the cold plunge, because you can use it for sports rehab. You can use it for weight loss. You can use it for inflammation. You can use it for mental clarity and health. Like, there's meditation practices you can do while you're cold plunging if you're looking for a mental health benefit. So I'd really recommend checking out his podcast over at Huberman Labs. It's one of the ones I like to follow and listen to. And you can always message into the show, and I can send you some resources as far as the cold plunge as well. Brad, you got anything that you'd like to add to this episode of the Daily BM?
Yes, I would. And since Mike was so serious, I'm going to say, don't be a pussy. Go to the doctor, go get checked out, and get your ass in the plunge, baby. Let's do this. So with that, Mike, great, great episode, man. I think that's going to really help some people going into this plunge life. I'm telling you guys, you won't regret it. So before we get out of here, don't forget, head over to the Daily BM. Oh, wait, Mike wants to interject one last thing.
Speaking of that, I just wanted to point out how great our beards are looking, both of us. Let's do a little side to side. Like,
yeah, you know, just got yours done.
We're both looking very sexy, and there's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. That's because Brad and I both used products from Mason Danger Beard Co. And you too can use products and have beards that probably look better than ours, because you're probably better. You're probably more sexy than us.
Yeah,
and if you're a lady, get it for your man, because, you know, a man without a beard is not a man.
Yeah,
pick up your product. Yeah, he's a scrotum. Pick up your product at masondangerbeardco.com and use the code DAILYBM. That's DAILYBM to get a 20% discount on his products. Have them shipped directly to you. It's good stuff, guys. I really love it. It's one of my favorite products I've ever used for my beard. It makes me feel great. My wife likes the way it feels. So go over there and get yourself some good quality products, and check out our homepage at thedailybm.com, where we have affiliate links to a bunch of stuff that we like to use on a regular basis, and that helps the show out. And don't forget to donate if you can, because every little dollar helps in this day and age for us to bring good quality content and try new things. Brad, how'd I do?
And with that, hey, we'll see you guys on the flip side. That's all I'm gonna say.
Check us out on Instagram at The Daily BM.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Touch your line, bitch.
Deuces.